The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food. Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. As a reminder, if you've never heard of me before, I am also the author of the Just Veggies blog that you can read right here at plantersplace.com. Welcome to this edition, and during this episode, we will talk about why I added a loam compost mix to my vegetable garden, which I did just recently, just about a week and a half ago. And I'm very, very excited that I did. In fact, I think my garden is happier. Now, there's no outward way to tell if my garden is happy. There isn't anything planted in it at all. But I think perhaps my garden is reflecting my own joy and happiness back to me. So I'm very excited about this, and I'll tell you why. So this has been our, this will be our fourth summer planting and growing in this garden and on this property, which is located on the south coast of Massachusetts, right near the Rhode Island Sound. Very nice place if you've never been. You know, it's a nice part of the world. The plot that we have in the backyard is for the vegetables is one that the previous owners had established and apparently had been growing in it for a while. I'm not sure exactly what their success with growing back there was, because we have had very little success. We might be different types of gardeners, and maybe that's what was going on, but we barely have had weeds growing back there. That's a good thing, right? No weeds? Well, I mean, if nothing is growing back there, even weeds, there might be a problem. So I wasn't sure what was going on. A couple of years ago, I believe it was in the spring of 2019, we just didn't know what was going on, so I sent some soil samples off to the lab, the soil science lab. And if you search the Just Veggies blog from the spring of 2019, you can probably find the results there, because I blogged about it. But long story short, we had excessive phosphorus, high levels of both calcium and magnesium. Our acidity was fine, and the heavy metals were negligible. As far as nitrogen, wasn't really sure about that. You know, they don't routinely test for nitrogen when you send your soil sample off to the lab. That's because it is such a fluctuating element in the soil, believe it or not. You can pay extra to have it done, but it's not done on a routine basis. Now, what does this mean? This means to me the excessive phosphorus, high levels of calcium and magnesium, so forth. My soil just has a lot of stuff in it that it's not necessarily bad, but it's just too much. And I had been fertilizing over the past two summers on a routine basis with just a general purpose fertilizer. Nothing seemed to really work. So instead of changing the fertilizer and my fertilizing regime, I've decided to add different soil. And it wasn't just any sort of soil. I didn't bring in dirt. I brought in a 50-50 mix of loam and compost. So loam and compost are two very different things. Loam is a blend of 100% inorganic materials, and each batch of loam, depending on where you are in the country, it's a combination of silt, sand, and clay. Compost, on the other hand, is a 100% mixture of decomposed organic materials. So, you know, food scraps, leaves, even decomposed seafood remnants and animal manures. All depends on what kind of compost you find. In this area, because we are near the ocean, we actually have a strong fishing industry, and we have a lot of seafood remnants available. So that is what is in my particular loam compost mix. So why did I add a loam compost mix and not just loam or not just compost? several different benefits of having a mix. Each component on its own is great. The composts, decomposed organic materials, add all the nutrients that existed in a living thing, something that was living at one point, just gives it right back to the soil. And that benefits the living and growing plants in the soil, and also the soil microflora, or its microbiome. What do I mean by soil microbiome or microflora? It's all those microorganisms, bacteria and fungi and good things like that, that live in the soil, call the soil its home, and they interact with both the organic and inorganic materials and live and thrive. And they actually also benefit the living plants in the ground. Soil science is really a fascinating thing, and I really only know just the tip of the iceberg. But I do know that soil microbiome is very important, the health of it. Okay, so that's compost, one of the compost benefits. Now, loam, that is also beneficial, and it gives a dose of its own type of nutrients to the growing plants. Loam is filled with lots of inorganic materials and nutrients. So that's a good thing. Again, another benefit of compost, compost's structural nature allows for a whole network of nooks and crannies, and those nooks and crannies hold water so that the plants can access water. You know, every plant needs some water to grow. So because the nooks and crannies hold the water for a longer period of time than, let's say, straight sand, the plants won't experience water stress as frequently, and that means you don't have to water as frequently. That is a big plus. Another, another benefit of loam is that it provides a solid structure into which the plants can grow. So it provides a really good base for the plant, and when the plant has a solid base, it develops into a strong and sturdy plant. So that's a good thing. And then combined, both compost and loam contain a whole world of microorganisms, like I was saying, and those help the soil's nutrients become more accessible to plant roots. Now, I bet you're wondering, did I work that loam and compost mix into the soil as I laid it down, or did I just put it on and leave it? Yes, I just put it down and left it. No extra work, and I'll tell you why. I applied about a 3-inch layer of the loam compost mix, and I didn't dig it in because I was saving, I was making sure that the soil microflora and the network of microorganisms already in my soil, as little as it might be, was safe. I didn't want to destroy that network because whatever is there is native to that soil. Adding in this other microflora, that's good, that's great in fact, but the combination of the two, I'm hoping, will benefit the plants even more. You know, the native microflora already kind of know what's going on in that particular spot, so I'm hoping they kind of get together, talk it over, and benefit the plants. I'm really anthropomorphizing this, but that's okay. Okay, so that's it for reasons why I put loam compost on my garden. I am in the process of planting up my veg garden at the moment, and hope to get back to you on my results as to whether this theory of mine worked. I am betting it does. In the meantime, have a great spring, and I'll see you in the summertime.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.